Time now is 17 minutes after 8, after 9 Mountain Time. At the age of 18, Robert Wang has already made classical guitar world take notice. He's won prizes at competitions in Montreal, Boston, and China, and he's only just finishing up his university applications. Robert has a concert coming up in Victoria with the Victoria Guitar Society series. He'll be playing music by Bach and Rodrigo and Dowland, among others. He came by the studio last week with his lovely guitar, and I asked him what he likes about this particular instrument.
I really like the resonance of this guitar in particular because it's very easy to play, but at the same time, you can generate a huge volume, but not losing a lot of very detailed tones and stuff. It's very accurate and precise.
What difference did that make to you then, once you got this one in your hands and you were making music on this? How did that change the experience for you?
Getting a better and more powerful guitar actually improves your musicianship because, say, you have a softer guitar and you played the same thing, but on the new guitar, when everything's amplified, you can pay more attention to the details and to different dynamic changes.
Rather than just trying to get the volume out.
Yeah, and then it's more versatile as well.
Huh. Well, that must be delightful.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing now, Robert?
I've been playing guitar since age of 11. Before that, I played the piano since 4.
What was it about the sound, and especially about the Spanish music, that really captivated you?
At that time, I was listening to classical music, but more of like the earlier styles, like Beethoven and Mozart. And Spanish music is more passionate and more charismatic, and I sort of fell in love with this style, and especially like the rasquillado and the strumming.
What is that word? Rasquillado. Rasquillado.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's constantly strumming the guitar. Yeah.
And is that real sort of that really energetic sound?
Yeah,
it creates
a lot of resonance and volume and. It's very suitable for any type of Spanish dancing music.
Then you started composing pretty much around that same time when you were 11.
Yeah. At that time, I was just scribbling around. And sort of at the age of 12, 13-ish, my school in Boston offered a composition class. So that's when I seriously look at different techniques of composing and learning in depth all the theory that I need.
Is this a career for you, Robert, the music? Is this something that is your primary goal?
So, other than music, I really love philosophy.
What is it about philosophy that has you interested?
It exposes me to things that I've never thought about. And my favorite field is moral philosophy and ethics. And I think deconstructing what we see and really reason why we do things is a very, very interesting process of thinking.
When you're talking about that, I feel like the music making and the philosophy are very different, but yeah. I don't know. Are they to you, or do you see overlap?
I see a little bit of overlap, sort of, especially in my composition process. I think about how a certain philosophical idea can be expressed through music, and I've seen examples in history of successful composers doing that, such as Richard Strauss. He composed Also Sprach Zarathustra, which is a book by Friedrich Nietzsche.
Anything that you've been playing around with in that kind of idea, with a philosophical idea?
A few years ago, I composed this piece called Because I Could Not Suffer Death. It's from a poem by Emily Dickinson. And it's written for guitar and soprano voice. And I think in that piece, I really sort of delve into the idea of what death feels like for people other than sadness. Sort of the idea that there can be different emotions. It could be joy, it could be anger, it could be a lot of different mixed emotions and feelings into this concept of death.
Robert, since you have brought that beautiful guitar with you, will you play mm-hmm. something for us?
Yeah. So I'll be playing the prelude from Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro, BWV 998.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Robert Wang performing a prelude by Bach. It's one of the pieces on his upcoming concert in Victoria, happening Friday, this coming Friday, November the 30th, 7:30 in the evening at the Philip T. Young Recital Hall on the UVic campus. 26 minutes now after 8, after 9.